would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Getting by with a little help from my friends all day today, and this next half hour is no exception. On Pep Talk, you can always text in a question at 850-437-1620. And right now I have a dear friend who's in with us, but not necessarily in person. She's calling in from Nashville, Jessica Sedario. And if that name is familiar to you, she has hosted this show in the past. And Jessica is with the Rally Foundation. She's their development manager. And I wanted to have her tell you all about it so you can hear how in yet another area in our community an organization is helping us get by with a little help from our friends. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Meg. It's always so wonderful to be on Pep Talk with you, so thank you.
Well, I'm so excited you're here. So right off the bat, Rally Foundation, some people may not be familiar with what your organization is all about, so maybe give a little background on your mission and what you do, because it's a pretty valuable service for our community.
Certainly. So Rally Foundation has been around since 2005, and we have been in the Gulf Coast, thanks so much to Cindy Barabana, since 2015. So we are celebrating 10 years of being in the Gulf Coast, which is absolutely exciting, and I love being part of it. And part of our mission is that we empower our volunteers across the country to raise awareness and funds for childhood cancer research, because we want to find better treatments with fewer long-term side effects. And ultimately, we want a cure for childhood cancer.
And so childhood cancer can sometimes be so devastating, because we do have the Studer Family Children's Hospital here, and we have an opportunity so often when we see photos and we see ads on TV and things like that. But you sort of feel powerless to be able to do anything to help. And so that's what this organization is all about. And congratulations on the 10 years. That's phenomenal.
Thank you. Yes. It is so important. Our community, I cannot echo enough that our community in the Gulf Coast is amazing. And it's one of the reasons why I moved to Pensacola. It's such a giving community. And we really call to act, when with the call to action to help, we're always there. So it's really important. Childhood cancer is the number one disease killer of children in America. And every day, 47 children are diagnosed with cancer. That's 47 families that hear your child has cancer. So it's so important and severely underfunded. We've been so fortunate to be able to award over $35 million in grant funding for top-notch, cutting-edge research grants, because we really want to get in there first and we want to find a cure, because our children deserve better than getting 8% of a cancer funding that is allocated from the National Institute of Health. That's 8% of their cancer funding goes to childhood cancer research. So we just really have to do better. And we're so fortunate to be part of this community, because I know that this community knows how important our youth are.
And so the foundation does advocacy for that, and also by directly raising money for these grants, which is impressive. And you do have some events that are coming up, I believe, that are going to be important. And one that I'm kind of excited about this Saturday, actually, locally.
Yeah, so we have Rally on the Runway that is happening on March 13th, and we have several smaller events that are part of this, like, amazing event. So Rally on the Runway is a fashion-style event in which we have 12 models, boys and girls, who are actively in the battle, and they get to strut their stuff down the runway in beautiful Dillard's clothes that they get to pick out. And so this Saturday, a few weekends ago, we had our day of pampering, and our girl models went to DeNova Salon. They got their hair done, their makeup with their moms. They had a special day. Sandy Sand Singh, BMW, escorted the girls two de novos alone in Pensacola Police Department, added to that escort as well. And they just had an amazing day. And then they got to go to Dillard's to pick out their outfits. And so this Saturday, our boys have a day of play at the Ice Flyers, which they are amazing partners of ours. And after that, they get to go to Dillard's and pick out their outfits. But the even more amazing part to this is that you can go shopping between the hours of 11 a.m. and 8 at Dillard's, and 10% of all sales will go to this event. So you are helping to fund childhood cancer research with every dollar that you spend. Do not let your husband or your wife or your mom or anyone tell you not to shop this weekend. Don't spend money, because it's going to a great cause. So between 11 and 8, you can go to Dillard's, and we will have 10 registers that are marked specifically for Rally, and we'll have silver balloons there, and you take as many items as you love and desire, and go ahead and head up to that register, and 10% of those sales are going to go right back to childhood cancer research.
Well, I absolutely love this idea. I love the fact that you're taking the boys to the Ice Flyers and then getting them some clothes and stuff, which is really neat. But the idea of shopping guilt-free, this means I can go shopping and not feel guilty and know that 10% of what I'm spending on Saturday will go directly to help childhood cancer research. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So if you're attending the event in March, you can pick out your outfit. But Pensacola is not shy about their events, so you can shop for any event. I mean, I would probably go with at least 10 outfits. I'm going to tell my boyfriend that I'm buying at least 10 outfits with his credit card.
There you go. We're talking with Jessica Sedario this morning with the Rally Foundation on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question and want to text that in, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Jessica on News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and this morning talking with Jessica Sedario with the Rally Foundation. She's calling in from Nashville, the Music City. How are you, Jessica?
I am great, but I'll tell you, it's a little chilly here.
It's a little chilly here, too, if you want to know the truth. So we've been talking a lot about the Rally Foundation and the things that you do, which clearly advocacy and raising money for childhood cancer research is pretty, I can't think of anything more important. So if someone does want to get involved, I know there's a lot of different ways, either volunteering, being a business sponsor, or possibly an individual donation. Tell me a little bit about how all of that works with your organization.
Yeah, one of the things that always comes to mind first off when someone wants to, get involved with Rally Foundation is our Rally Good Meals program. We currently feed families who are fighting the cancer beast twice a week. We are aiming to increase that to 5 days a week. So if there's anyone who wants to sponsor a day or even just come in and help serve a meal, we would love to have them. And they can reach out to our Rally Good Meals program coordinator. And her name is Haley. So it's haley@rallyfoundation.org. So that's one of the ways that you can be involved. And also, I just want to quickly share, we are primarily focused on cancer research, but we also really do focus on our community and our local families. And we have the Family Emergency Fund that helps individuals who are in the fight, because it's expensive and it's very emotional and really difficult. So we work to help individuals. We pay directly their rent or utilities, car payments, so that they can focus on what matters most, and that's their child getting better and being there for them as well. We also have a travel fund that helps get kids to treatment and clinical trials that don't happen at their home hospital. So if anyone wants to be involved, I'd love to hear from them, jessica@rallyfoundation.org. You can also visit rallyfoundation.org, and easy enough, pop over to the About Us and scroll down to Rally Gulf Coast, and that's going to give you so much information on events that are coming up, how to donate, how to sign up to volunteer. You can even become an advocate or a digital volunteer. We have so many different options, so we can be in person, digital. We will find something for you to do, because our community is the reason why we are able to do the work that we do.
Well, it's incredible. I didn't realize that you did the meals program and that you had an emergency fund. That is something I did not know.
Yeah, it's really, really important. People forget to eat, and we want to remind families, you know, one of the things you need to do is be strong for your child, so you got to eat. And sometimes a little bit of Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets brings a giant smile to a rally kid's face, and we love that because nothing says love like chicken nuggets.
There you go.
in my opinion. But we have so many other wonderful people in the community that do sponsor with meals. It's really easy to do.
What do you say? What would be a donation that would maybe cover a meal? How much would you think that would be?
I would say that $500 would be a good amount that helps to feed families more than once out of the month. So you can look for a couple times a month that you could feed a family for that. We feed all the families on the oncology floor and then also up in our infusion lab. We are actually, our office is just outside of the oncology wing at the Suter Family Children's Hospital, which is great because we are up close with our families. If they need anything, we have a resource room that they can come into and they can relax and get away from the room for a few moments. But yeah, we would love to have volunteers or anyone who just even wants to purchase a meal and bring it in.
And I was looking on your website, too. It talks about Rally Young Professionals. Talk a little bit about that.
So that is something that we are working at here in the Gulf Coast. So if you are a young professional out there who's passionate about being involved, I would love to hear from you. We are trying to grow that program right here, and I can't think of any better place than the Gulf Coast to do that. So that is something that I'm completely open to have a conversation, and that's something that we here in Gulf Coast are working at. Our Atlanta office and our Tennessee office right here in Nashville both have vibrant young professional programs, and they're really just an extension of our advocacy and our volunteers, and they help with event planning, and they also host their own mini events as well, and all the funds go directly to help to our cancer research and also to support our other programs that I spoke about.
Well, it sounds to me like for a young organization, you're certainly doing an awful lot already and have already raised thousands of dollars for cancer research. And if a corporate sponsor wants to get involved, they just have to reach out directly to you?
Yeah, absolutely. They can reach out directly to me. If they want to head over to our event page, rallyfoundation.org /ROR/Gulf Coast. So if you just Google Rally on the Runway Gulf Coast, it will bring you to our event page, and you can purchase tickets there. You can donate. You can sponsor from that page also. And I also, before I forget, we do have a Facebook event page for our day of shopping coming up on Saturday. So get in there, tell me you're coming, and share it with your family and friends as well.
Absolutely. So you're on Facebook and Instagram?
Facebook, Instagram. I think we've had a little bit of TikTok from here to there, but we are also definitely on we are also on LinkedIn as well. We share a lot of our advocacy work on LinkedIn, so that's a really great place for professionals to connect and to hear, you know, the most up-to-date advocacy projects that we're working on.
That sounds great. We're talking this morning with Jessica Sedario. She's with the Rally Foundation for Children's Cancer Research. 850-437-1620. If you have a question for Jessica, please text it in. We're going to take a quick break right now, but we'll be back in just a couple minutes to hear more about the Rally Foundation on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Jessica with the Rally Foundation for Childhood Cancer Research. And Jessica has been calling in from Nashville. I so appreciate you doing this. I know how busy you are. So tell me a little bit more about what we've got coming up in terms of events for the organization to raise a little funds for all of the things you do.
So our event, Rally on the Runway, is March 13th. It is at the Brownsville Community Center. Brett Lane is our MC, and he does a fantastic job. not so bad. He has gold shoes that light up, I heard. So I'm going to request that he walks the runway with those on for sure. But one of the really fabulous things is we are celebrating not only 10 years of being in the Gulf Coast, but we are also celebrating these kids, these amazing, brave children that will be walking the runway with their outfits from Dillard's, and they are going to be escorted by some local celebrities. I don't know if I'm sworn to secrecy, but one of them may be an NFL player. You know, one of them might be a really good pilot. And then there might be another one that has maybe been on TV quite sometimes in a few different reality shows, but I'm not letting that cat out of the bag just yet. As we get closer to the event, we are going to share who those folks are, and who knows, we might even have another surprise who is going to be there that day. But that's really our signature event, and part of that event this Saturday is Shop for the Show. It's our day of shopping where you can go to Dillard's and pick out any outfit you want for our show or for anyone that you're going to be attending in Pensacola. Because like I said, I know Pensacola, we love our events. So 10% of all sales are going to go to this event, Rally on the Runway, and also which all the funding will go directly to childhood cancer research. And we are looking to give away all our money this year. So we really need you folks to help us replenish our pool of money, because we want to be able to give out some really amazing grants this year. And as far as our grants go, we really scrutinize everyone that comes in, because we want the most cutting edge grants funded. And we can't do that without you folks. And I really have to, anyone who has ever donated, thought about donating, anyone who's volunteered for Rally Foundation, thank you so much. Our kids deserve every bit of the love that is given to them by our community. So thank you so much.
How much are you hoping to raise, Jessica, with these events and this year?
So I'm so glad you asked that. We are looking to raise $1 million, and I think we are totally going to get there, and I know we can get there with everyone's help. That would be groundbreaking, record-breaking for Pensacola, and I know we're going to do it. We're going to do it. So $1 million is what we're looking at.
Okay, fantastic. So hats off to you and everybody at Rally Foundation. There's a very cool awareness package you can download right from their website at rallyfoundation.org.